Hoju, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Our last segment had to do with a lot of ceremonies in our way of life, and we're going to talk about that today. Spirituality being that it's intertwined into everything that Ojibwe's do. We bring it to we have some schools here on this reservation that deal with that. When we separate things like that, I think we separate who we are individually also. And we don't get a really big chance to really bring those things together inside of us. Because a spiritual part of us is the other half of us. And we carry it with us every day that we walk. We walk with life and we walk with death every day. Death being that everything around us dies. Trees, plants, the water can die if we dirty it enough. The air can. So even we can. We do, we all die. The animals, the birds, crawling things, everything passes back on. So we, in our way of life, we learn to walk with some, we learn to walk with this knowledge, and we don't put it aside and put it on a shelf, and we don't do that to our spirituality also. We walk with it and carry it with us. When we're faced with different things, we're also faced with choices, and our choices, I try to ask myself, what am I doing there? What is this teaching me? And that helps to guide me. An older man told me to keep that in mind, and I've had many teachers, a lot of spiritual teachers that have come forward. There's that little saying, when the student is ready, the teacher will come forward. I tell you, there's been hundreds of teachers that have come forward. And I do believe they're come forward in everybody else's life also. Those teachers being also the animals and everything else that's around us. When you wake up, from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep, everything is a choice. So everything needs an answer or needs to be addressed. You get up and you're going to eat breakfast. I lift my plate, and that's to signify that, thank you. Thank you for this. Sometimes there's a prayer involved. But mostly, I lift my plate up to acknowledge that. And I learned that from a guy by the name of Benny Ryder. He lives out in Montana. And like I said, your teachers come forward every day. And I watched him one day, and he lifted up his plate, and he didn't say nothing. And I knew that he knew that I was curious as to why he did that, so he just went on to explain it to me. Benny Ryder also being Ojibwe, even though he lives out in Rocky Boy, Montana, that way. But he said, you know, we have to be grateful all the time. And then grateful automatically just becomes part of our life and a matter of who you are. He said, so just take your time. Don't be quick to eat that food. Remember, he said, that everything on that plate gave its life up for you to keep on going and to keep on moving forward. And I see that even in, I've seen that in Martin Luther King's sayings too. He said, if you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. If you can't crawl, then keep moving forward. So, and that was kind of like, you know, everything ties together all the time like that. And that's the same way where I was taught in the Ojibwe way, is that in the Ojibwe way of life, is that everything is connected and you keep moving forward and you keep being grateful. And you know, I've also heard, you know, that you turn back and you look at your moccasins and you see what kind of footsteps that you left. That's an Ojibwe saying also. As to what kind of tracks you left. And that's a beautiful thing. I also have heard that, you know, that the Dalai Lama says, never let anybody walk in your mind with 30 feet. So it's the tracks that we're leaving. So, and like Benny said, you know, be grateful for everything. And I try to live my life that way. Every day is being grateful for what our teachers, our food, our way of life, life itself, and be respectful. Be respectful to all life that's out there. You know, we are removed from the kill a lot, being that we've become supermarket hunters, and so we don't get to see that being, its life leaving it. And so the reverence there for that being is kind of diminished a little. We go to eat our food and, you know, that's just how, you know, the main society teaches, is that you just go and you eat. And sometimes, you know, you get those buffets out there. You got to watch those things, you know, because those buffets are, and I've heard this too, you need to get your money's worth. But really, you know, it's about the reverence for that, all those things that gave up their life to be put on that that serving line there. I'm talking about the animal people and the plant people. So anyway, that's a little bit about more of the Ojibwe way of life, and we'll discuss more in the next segments to come. Thanks for tuning on in, and I hope you'll be back to listen to some more next time. Until then, stay safe, be safe. Gratitude is also an attitude, so keep that in mind, keep that with you, and go forward with it always. All right, miigwech. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Harper. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back again next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.